Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say and share with his people. And people get themselves in all, you know, they find themselves in trouble many times. Sometimes it's because of what they've been doing. And the enemy always try to make you feel like there's no way out. Now, I thought about something yesterday, how the Lord gave us authority over Satan. And it needs to be understood that Satan don't have a right to enter your life anywhere. He was totally stripped of all of his authority. Jesus took it. Now Satan has a right to be here because Adam gave his authority to Satan when he obeyed Satan. That's why Satan tried to trip Jesus up. Jesus wouldn't fall for his foolishness. He wouldn't fall for his wickedness. So Jesus never allowed him to have the mastery. Jesus kept the mastery over Satan. He died for us. And he suffered for us. He went to the lowest hell for us. And he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He rose again with full authority. He said, "All power in heaven and earth is given to me." And then he said, "I give unto you power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you." So we have authority to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Luke chapter 10 explains this. Now he would send 70 out before him so that when he get there, people would be ready to hear the word of God. And they would go and live in the city and announce that he's coming. And when he get there, he'd preach. And the enemy tried to stop him using people's lack of knowledge. And they came back with a good report in Luke chapter 10 saying that even the devils are subject to us. And he said, "Rejoice not because devils are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in the book of life." Now, always keep that first. Now, James put it this way, saying the same thing. He said, "The Lord gives grace to the humble, and he resists the proud." And he said, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, some people want to be powerful, seem educated, seem like there's something wonderful. But you can't run Satan around acting like him. First, you got to submit your life to God. You have to live a life that's submitted to God. And because you're on Jesus' side, because you're his child, because you've been born again, you were washed in the blood, and now you're God's child. You're the Father's son or daughter. You also have kingdom rights. He didn't just save you, give you a life insurance policy. He gave you the kingdom. You get to share in the kingdom. You're one of his children in the kingdom. Your Father owns it all. And he has a place for you in his kingdom. You have a mansion there. You have a house there. You're part of his family now because you believed on the blood of Jesus Christ. But if you deviate and operate according to the world, you change the circumstances. You change the situation. When people get in pride, when they get in unforgiveness, when they start sinning, they change the circumstances. And now, it's like God is their enemy because they love the world. Now, sometimes people do dumb stuff or because of their habit system, they say something they shouldn't or do something they shouldn't. That's why Jesus is also our high priest, to plead our case before God. Because he was tempted in all points just like we are. And if you fail, he'll plead your case, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit will give you forgiveness. He'll give you you'll have a mind to pray. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will convict you of the sin that you've been doing. He'll let you know that's not of me. And you'll feel sad on the inside because you sinned against God. And you'll acknowledge it, and God will forgive you, and it's done. But from there, you have to grow. Submit your whole life to God. And this is some people just jump right on authority. You can't teach, you can't have authority with an unsubmitted life. That's the point. If you're not going to submit to God, you're at the devil's mercy, and he has none. But God gave us wholesome authority. We have authority over Satan, and we can stop him at our will. You know, if you see any satanic activity, just tell Satan to stop it. He got to stop. He has no choice. Command him. Command him to stop in Jesus' name, and he has no choice about it. He will obey you. People are not used to the facts of heaven. They're not used to what God has done. Get used to it. Get used to the Word of God. It didn't make sense for the Lord to leave Satan in charge of his people. So he didn't do that. God doesn't do foolishness like men will. Traditions and lies, religious lies, you can throw them out the window. They're no good. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to go to theologian school to cast out demons. Any Christian, that's the easiest thing you could ever do, if you follow God yourself. If you can submit your life to God, if you can win that battle, you can win any battle. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's easy to understand. So that means you have to obey the things of the Word of God. Just live by the Word. You're living by love. It's kind of hard and difficult to just try to keep a bunch of rules all the time. No, live. Live by the love of God. That's all. No magic. Just live according to the love of God. And it works. Your life is submitted. Do what the Holy Spirit guides you to do. Just be obedient. That's perfect wisdom you're living by. Now, the enemy tries to get you in his territory so he can damage your life. Now, let's say that a person's in the clutches of Satan. They're in the world. They're doing wrong. And they hear about Jesus, and they want to do the right thing. Now, some people's lives are very complicated. They've been doing wrong. They've been stealing. They're in gangs. They've been running drugs, whatever they're doing. And they feel like there's no way out. If they get out, somebody will come and kill them. And they're right. Our children, sometimes they've gotten themselves into gangs. And the gangs say, once you're in, you can't get out. You can get out. I'm going to tell you how. If you were involved with a cartel or know somebody that was, they can get out too. If you believe on Jesus, you're not in that kingdom anymore, and you don't have to live by that system anymore. Even if you vowed to be in there for life, you did it in the dark. You didn't know what you was doing. And some people do creepy things like sell their soul to the devil. But they hear about Jesus and they want to get saved. Get saved and rebuke the devil. He lied to you. And what you told him should be a lie. He lied to you all the time. You don't owe him anything. Believe on Jesus Christ, and his blood will wash your sins away. And take your authority over Satan. And he can't kill you. Tell Satan you can't kill me in Jesus' name. If you're in a gang, if you know somebody was in a gang, and they feel like they're trapped and can't get out. Tell Satan, you can't kill me with your puppets. You've changed us. By that, you've changed the circumstances. You rebuke the spirit of death. And even if they try to kill you, they can't. And when they come around, talk about Jesus, they'll leave you alone. If you're in the cartel and you're afraid for your family, don't be afraid anymore. You believed on Jesus, you did the right thing. If your family's afraid, tell them to believe on Jesus just like you're doing and live submitted to God. Now, all of us are going to die one day from something. But the Lord can give you wisdom on how to undo what's been done. Now, this thought came to me yesterday. See, I'm not trapped. I've never been in that situation. I've just seen it in the movies. But that's somebody's reality. In fact, that's many people's reality. They're in illicit relationships. They're in wrong relationships. They're married to an atheist. They believe on Jesus. They're tormented in that marriage. I promise you, when you start talking about Jesus, people, things of the darkness will leave. They'll be glad to get away. They'll be glad to oust you and leave you alone. But when you tell Satan that he can't kill you, then they got to obey. They don't have a choice. Satan has no rights and privileges. So what you're going to have to do, my friend, is live submitted to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. Easy. It's easy, and it's right. It's not hard. Take the Lord at his word. Take the Lord at his word. And don't allow the things of darkness to cripple you anymore. Now, as you go forward in the Lord, taking him and his word, you're learning and you're growing. And some will say, well, what if I do something that I didn't realize? Or I say something I shouldn't, then I need to take authority over Satan. All right, if you know you did wrong, repent. But Satan don't have a right to handle your life. And he'll try to scrutinize you and accuse you, make you feel like you're not worthy. But God said you're welcome to be his child. You're welcome to live in his kingdom. So go live in his kingdom. You're welcome. You've been invited. When you get saved, you don't owe anybody an apology. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to make them feel like you'd have. You just get saved. You don't owe no man nothing but the love of God. And if they don't like the fact that you got saved, that's their problem. If you feel the pushback, go forward in the Lord. If you get divorced because you love God, you just got promoted. And if you go to the country club and they find out you're a Christian and they don't want you there no more, you still got promoted. Most of the time, when you see, Satan is afraid of Jesus. And the demons on people's lives are also afraid of Jesus. They're afraid of him. The demons that cause people to kill people, they are afraid of you. And so when you get saved and you believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior, you changed everything. And you don't have to apologize for it. So when you tell Satan that he can't kill you, he can't hurt your family, he can't. The demons will obey you just like Satan. Jesus gave us authority over all the power of the enemy, all of it. He has no rights. He has no privileges. Even people who tried to sell their soul to the devil, thinking that he was just a myth, not understanding fully the word of God. And God already gave you the kingdom. You just have to do what's right. But if you was in the darkness, you didn't know what you was doing. You didn't know you were entering a bad bargain, full of deception and rebellion. But God is willing to forgive you today. If you didn't blaspheme the Holy Ghost, which most people don't, you can get saved. And with that, in order to blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you have to know who the Holy Ghost is. You have to have been a part of the family of God and been guided by the Holy Spirit, and know who the Holy Spirit is. Because you don't even know what you're doing. So take time and read the Word of God and get to know Him. Submit your life to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Easy as that. It's not hard. A lot of people are tormented. Bad teaching. I've been to churches where when things go wrong and people blame God for it. They say, well, God's trying to teach you something. People don't learn that way. God don't teach people by satanic activity. And sometimes people, when they get on the straight, they start studying the word, and then they overcome, and then they thank God for the misery they had, the sickness or whatever it was, because it's so wonderful to be healed and blessed. You know, I fell on a motorcycle. I got knocked off the motorcycle, hit by a car on the freeway. I was so glad when I survived it. But the night before, I had a dream that the enemy was trying to desire to kill me. And my brother-in-law had the same dream. And I prayed for him, and he prayed for me. And when I left his house, that's when the accident happened. Now, I knew it was of Satan. It wasn't, but I was glad to be alive. And I understand how people feel like, well, they're so glad. Then now they know for themselves that God keeps His word. That's what they're really thankful for. And they didn't, a lot of times until something happens, people don't realize that the Lord is right there with them to help them in real time. But the truth is, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He'll be glad to help anybody that wants help. He'll be glad. The promises are to you, your children, and all whom the Lord our God will call. You don't have to wait on a tragedy to get to know God. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to wait till something happen to find out who God is and how wonderful He is and how much He'll help you. You can enjoy His presence now, in real time. You can begin to live an honorable life. Though you did dangerous things, though you hurt people, even kill people, you can change all that. And if you know you've done wrong and you're sincere about your salvation, just do the right thing. Don't lie no more. Some people need to turn themselves in. And you may get punished. You never know whatever happened. But if you know you did people wrong and you murder people and you get saved, just do what's right from that point on. See, these broadcasts go to many people. People do all kind of things. You're going to live forever. You will get punished for whatever you did. But do what the Holy Spirit guides you to do. Live your life submitted to Him. And he will guide you into all truth. All of it. He loves us. We have authority. And God didn't leave Satan in charge. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.